Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, just like the Savannah Bananas, Jeff and I had a little dance breakdown during the commercial break here back on Sports Talk as we get back into our WWL.
Come back
sound
to me
bank.
When you can do a backflip and still catch
and make
the ball.
A catch. That was impressive. I'll give him that, even though I'm not a fan of basketball, basically what's going on here.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a good reference. It's a good reference. I'll give it to you.
The WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Going to get into tight end Jack Stahl, what he had to say recently at practice, and a guy that's had a little bit of a bigger role right now because Juwan Johnson's dealing with an injury. But I feel like, Jeff, even before that, we were seeing him be a little more of a receiving presence than I thought he would be in this offense.
Yeah, it's because there's no one else to throw to. I mean, it's like you can't have Juwan take all the reps. And I think it's just like Jack is not here to be a receiving threat. He's here to be a blocker.
Right.
You know, obviously he can go out and catch a ball, but I think your hope is that you're going to have a better receiving option than Jack. No disrespect to Jack. I think Jack's a good football player. I just think the tight end depth is a concern for me right now.
For sure. And Stahl was asked, we'll get into our first cut here, how he feels this offense is developing.
It's been awesome. You know, you can see Kellen go out there and make this offense his own. And it's been proven on tape that his offense, you know, is a phenomenal offense when executed correctly. So, you know, right now we're really just taking the time to, you know, figure out how to run the offense correctly, get all those minor details figured out. And like I said, it's been cool every day seeing us take a couple steps where, you know, day one we're a little sloppy here and there. And then, you know, by now it's like, oh, we got this tightened up, we got that tightened up. So it's been awesome seeing the growth of what we can do with this offense. And I think right now we're just on a trajectory up, and I'm looking forward to seeing where we can get to.
Stahl's also one of those guys that defected from the Philadelphia Eagles, joining Kellen Moore here in New Orleans, spent the first 4 years of his career in Philly, and now a member of the Black and Gold, was part of that run game with Saquon Barkley a year ago in Philly. And he was asked about what's exciting about the Saints' run scheme this year.
I think it's just the style of play. I mean, you can go out there and just put hat on a hat and just play good old physical football. And that's one of the best things about this offense is it lets you be one-on-one, go out there, and, you know, as long as you take care of your guy, the play's going to hit. So, I mean, it's, you know, as you can tell from the tape, it's hard-nosed football. And, you know, that's what we love, and it's a great way to set the tone on offense.
Stahl, a big dude, 6'4", 247 pounds. Definitely going to use him, like you mentioned, in this blocking game. And, you know, that's something that you're going to need to have that help for this O-line that is still, I feel like, learning each other and developing.
No, the blocking tight end, you know, I kind of talked down like, oh, the blocking tight end. But, like, you need that guy.
Sure.
You know, like Josh Hill, there's a reason Josh Hill was here forever. And, you know, there's a few other guys who filled that role over the years, but
you mentioning that just now just made me think about what you wanted to talk about, too. We'll get to eventually the undervalued Saints.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but
yeah, for sure.
No, yeah, we'll get to that at some point. But no, I mean, like, you need that guy. You need those dirty work players. There's no fullback on this roster. You need someone to get in there and block for the running backs. And I think Jack Stahl is going to be that guy.
You mentioned no fullback on the roster. Well, Stahl was asked, would you be up for snaps at the fullback position?
Listen, if they want me on the field, I'll do whatever they tell me to do. But, you know, I think specifically Kellen's offense and TJ Pagnetti, I think they do a phenomenal job of, you know, doing what a fullback would do out of 12 personnel. And so I think that they've kind of been able to morph the offense into something where you can run similar plays that you would with, you know, traditional fullback with an F tight end. So, you know, the F tight end, some of these plays does go out there and do the job of fullback is leading up, doing stuff like that. So, you know, I'm completely open to it, but I don't know if we'll do it. But if we are, hey, I'm all in for it.
Jack Stahl, Saints tight end there. And we'll be seeing more of him, like I said, with Juwan Johnson currently down dealing with a minor groin issue, although it seems a little silly to say minor with a groin injury, but we saw him thankfully at he's been at practice in a limited fashion right now. He hasn't been MIA, which is always like, well, what's going on with the player? So, like, I feel like Sean Payton always used to say, sooner rather than later, I expect we get Juwan Johnson back in the mix for this team. But for now, at least, Jack Stoll is your tight end one, dealing with, you know, the injuries there, also with Taysom Hill, and still with Foster Moreau out the mix with this squad as well.
Yeah, I think if Juwan was dealing with anything significant, you wouldn't have had him out there yesterday. You would be, you know, you'd have him in rehab work. So I think you're going to see him back. The question is, when does he get back in the team? But, you know, he was doing individual work yesterday, so I don't think it's going to be particularly long. But yeah, the bigger question at this point is Foster Moreau. Taysom, I don't think you're really that close on. But Foster, I'd like to think you can get him back into practice prior to the end of camp. I don't know if that's going to be true for Taysom. And if you can do that and you can at least get him into the system, I think that would be very helpful for how this team and offense operates early in the season.
And we did see the Saints end up kicking the tires on a guy like Noah Fant, who ended up choosing to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. We don't know if the Saints offered him anything.
No, they did have a visit with him,
right?
But it never really made sense. If I'm Noah Fant, I want to go to a team that you know, I don't want to come in somewhere and back up Juwan Johnson. That's just what would have been. And then also, like, you know, if veteran players typically want to sign somewhere where there's a lot of optimism around the offense. And I just don't know if that exists for the Saints right now, at least not externally. So, yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to look at veteran options on the free agent market.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.